بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yes, this is the chapter of An-Nasiha. That is, we should give advice to one another. And that should be part of our deen, of our life. To give advice about deen, about matters of our religion, deen, akhirat, etc. But many of us don't do that. And unfortunately, the opposite about dunya's matters, we encourage one another. And in fact, on guna's matters, on clothing, some birthday party, or some other wrong things, there we will encourage one another. Get this also, dress like this, do that. But what a Muslim should be, there must be one group that is totally dedicated only to inviting towards good. And every Muslim must, whatever opportunity he gets in the family, with friends, etc., so much so that today, even in madrasas, we don't encourage our students also with namaz, etc. And we just leave it alone. So it is about some health issues, we will advise them. Winter is coming, dress properly, etc. That we advise one another. But about deeni matters, we don't. Then we read the ayat of the Quran Sharif, and further the explanation of it is given. The word An-Nasiha, loosely translated as intending good for others. That is, Ad-Deenun Nasiha. What is Deen? Deen is to give Nasiha, that is to intend good for others. Now what is that good? Is the real good, not the superficial, not the outward good, but the real good that we should have feeling for one another. Is an Arabic word whose meaning is very comprehensive. Ulama have stated that no single Arabic word encompasses the meaning that this word does. The Arabic language is such that and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Arabic particularly, just this word, Ad-Deenun Nasiha, just two words, that Deen is Nasiha, but it has got so much of meaning in it that dictionaries cannot explain it also. So this good desire of Deen coming into people must be in every person. The root of the word can be traced to, this is the work of the ulama, they trace the meanings of the words. Nas'u rajul thawba, one who mends clothing by sewing patches. That we can understand this, like if clothing has got clothing is torn and then it needs patches. So patching it now makes it again wearable. Like that deen also we get faults in, we get holes in our deen. So then it should be patched, and this nasiha is to patch it. On a different note, or with regard to that also, we should also consider ourselves. One, the sunnah way of dressing, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he conquered Baytul Muqaddas, how many patches he had on his clothes. Today even the poor don't have one patch on their clothes. Clothes hardly become old. We just wore it once or twice, especially women, then we can't wear it again. Whereas the clothing which has got some similarity to the clothing of the Sahaba is clothes that have got patches on it. Today not a single garment of ours has got patches. Long before it can become even little bit old, we will sell it, we will give it away, we will sell it, we will do whatever we want to, or just pile it up in the cupboard. But this is, so even to understand the meaning of this word from this example, today it is not in our lives at all. We have to again trace back our lives to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and come as much as possible according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, one who advises others seeks to rectify and reform their wrongs. That is, like somebody has got a hole in his deen, now to patch that hole up. That is what is giving that advice to that person. But today we don't see the wrong in people. Husband and wife also hardly give advice to one another. the real husband-wife relationship, besides having a cordial, a nice life and happiness between them, they should be giving a nasihat about deen. But today we give opposite of deen nasihat also. And in the family, with our children, with our friends, in our institution, everywhere, our talks of deen should be common and they should be given to one another. At-tawbatun nasuha is there. Similarly, one who advises others seeks to rectify and reform their wrongs. So it is said, at-tawbatun nasuha is derived from the same root, meaning that sins are like holes in the religion and tawbah mends them. Just as ad-deenun nasiha is so comprehensive, at-tawbatun nasuha is also so comprehensive. That tawbah is also from the root word nasiha, and tawbatun nasuha is that tawbah which is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. That is, we make istighfar, we seek forgiveness for all the wrongs that we have done, and we determine not to repeat those wrongs in the future. And that is called tawbatun nasuha. And there are great, great merits. All sins are forgiven. And one of Allah's greatest ni'mats upon us is that He forgives our sins. But we don't turn to Him in repentance. Very few of us perhaps have got we make tawbah, we make istighfar, and we repent for our wrongs that we have committed. And there is nobody who hasn't done wrong. There are so many wrongs in our lives, but we don't ask for forgiveness. And the biggest wrong is that we don't see any wrong within us. And the biggest right in a person is that he sees wrongs in his life. And then he makes tawbah, humility comes in that person, pride goes out of that person. So this is what is an-nasiha, that hole that is in the deen, that patch it up. An-nasahtul asal. Another meaning, in order to understand this word, it comes from the word nasahtul asal, to purify honey from impurities. Like honey, this example is given here, and anything else. Even gold has to be purified from its impurities. Everything, so our character, there are impurities in our character. There are impurities in our ibadah. There are impurities in all our matters. And to have it pure, who wouldn't like to have something pure? Nobody likes things with dirt in it. So this is an-nasiha. By giving advice, you're removing all those impurities. May Allah give us the tawfiq and understanding that we bring this into our life as we, alhamdulillah, understand namaz is farz. Zakat is farz, Hajj is farz. Like that, nasiha is also a duty upon us, that we should be advising one another. But we have made the thing that we should be remembering, we made that nasiha mansiya, that we have completely forgotten to give good advice about deen, reminding about namaz, etc. The most a pious person will do today, quietly go away for namaz. If there is a function, gathering, other people are not making namaz, he will just go and go and make his namaz. But seldom will a person tell others that you people, all of us, it's namaz time, let us make namaz, etc. We are shy to say. In fact, we say the people will get angry and upset if I will tell them. So I rather keep quiet. That shouldn't be the case. A person should speak and give good advice. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.